Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. This week, I'll be interviewing Ruth Gratt.
Comedian, actor, singing woman, part-time Carrie Fisher impersonator, full-time travel enthusiast, trapeze artist, con artist, twit. Ruth Gratt, welcome to Inside the Comedian.
Thank you.
If you don't mind me saying, you've been the learner driver of a long and robust hovercraft of comedy. In fact, online typos hub Chortle once said of you... they once said of you, the comedian Ruth Gratt. Now, is validation like that important? Important, would you say?
Yes, absolutely. I read everything that's written about me. I trawl the net. I'm a trawler.
You're a trawler.
I'm a trawler, and I read every single word that's written about me.
Wow. Anything, I mean, are there darker sides of that, or are people mostly positive?
I mean, obviously, it's the internet, so most people are horrific. You know, every now and then a little gem pops up where someone goes, she's not as bad as the other one.
So, and they immediately get destroyed in the rest of the comments.
Yes, everyone else destroys them completely.
So. What a shame.
Yeah, but I read everything, so I get all my validation from articles.
Well, that's very helpful, because you therefore don't need to get any validation in your actual life.
Yes, that's right.
Continue not enjoying that.
Absolutely. I ignore all applause, I ignore all laughter, and I only accept the word of critics and people with a keyboard.
Which, let's be honest, is nearly all people isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
nearly all people. Really, what I'm saying is I want the world to love me.
You want the world to love you, and do you think that'll ever happen?
I think it already has. They're just shy to say.
Yeah. Well, they're almost so shy as to be hostile.
Yes, yes.
Is sort of the turned up to 11 of shyness, isn't it? Total outward hostility.
I just take that as how much they like me.
Now, like so many wonderfully told films, I'd like to start our story 20 minutes before the end and then endlessly flash backwards. So what were you doing 20 minutes ago?
I was walking.
Walking?
Here.
Right.
Because I let my chauffeur go.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What happened?
Fine. I just thought, is this right in the current climate to have a chauffeur?
Right.
And I decided it wasn't.
Has the current climate made you change a lot of your lifestyle decisions? Or?
Mostly the number of sweaters.
has gone down?
Down in the summer, up in the winter.
Right.
You know, global warming is also, ironically, cooling.
That's why the more popular climate change has been adopted, isn't it? Because idiots were getting confused. Mm. I think that's right.
Because I'm very scientific.
Yes, absolutely.
I know a lot about science. I know so much about science.
I'm always surprised you don't have a PhD.
Me too. Yes. Me too, because the amount of science I know.
A PhD in science itself.
Yeah.
No particular discipline, just all science. I mean, you and I could just discuss science all night.
Science,
planets.
Yeah, gravity.
Trees.
Ooh, air.
Trains. All of science.
Yeah, growth.
Growth.
That's science.
I mean, you're getting beyond me there.
Yeah.
Beyond my abilities. before science.
Mm.
You were born.
I was.
Weren't you? I assume you were born.
I was born pre-science.
You were, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Oh.
The 80s.
Yes.
Were you the class clown at school? I assume you went to school.
I wasn't so much the class clown as the class avoider.
Explain.
So I would avoid as much as I could.
In order to keep your mind pure?
Yeah, just generally avoid things, avoid
all
people.
All things, not just school, all things.
Well, things
you're
like
an
school.
Insular child, you're
yes,
saying.
Yes, very you're, insular, yes.
Right.
I would. I had a library in my house that was just me and a date stamp.
What was the date? Just what? Oh, as in to stamp the
to
date
stamp
in the library,
date.
Right? Not just one stamp date. Of a date that you
well,
fixated on. Right, right. I mean, it doesn't sound like you are so much insular as a librarian.
A librarian with no people.
No clients?
And, what are they no called clients. In I don't
library?
Know what they're called.
What
yeah,
are
clients.
They called? Visitors.
Customers.
No,
they don't buy anything.
No, readers.
Patrons.
Patrons. Patrons.
I was a librarian with zero patrons.
Were you a voracious reader or?
No, I was lending the books.
Yes, of course.
I didn't read them.
Right, you're not allowed to read the books.
No, no, librarians don't read.
Right.
They stamp.
And nobody came in. So that was the first 18 years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
How did that lend itself to comedy, necessarily?
Well, it meant I was a very good listener.
Really?
Yes.
Listening out for any voice
any
that might
voice
be heard.
At all. And then when I listened, I heard things that I could then use.
Such as?
Jokes.
Jokes. So let me picture this correctly. So you're in your private library, staring at your...
Or bedroom, we could call it.
Sure. You're in your bedroom, surrounded by books, staring at a rubber stamp. You listen intently and you hear jokes?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way comedy works.
Do you remember what jokes you heard in your bedroom? Was the radio on?
No, you can't have radios on in a library.
Of course not. No,
silent.
Well, that's what I thought. So
yeah, so it's just the
it
jokes.
It was silent, but you heard jokes.
Yeah, amazing.
Right, so where did these jokes come from, do you think?
I mean, I'm not sure if you believe in aliens.
Oh, I do, definitely.
Well, then that's what it was.
It was aliens. Wow.
Yeah.
Aliens gave you your first jokes.
Yeah.
Do you remember what those jokes were?
Yeah, I mean, they generally involved things like, you know, why did the human go to Saturn?
Right.
Because we abducted him, which is very...
Observational
humour in the alien...
Observational, quite traditional humour,
well,
really.
Yeah, yeah. It was the 80s.
It was the 80s.
So,
yes, I mean, comedy was very young back then.
Very young.
So you were sat in your bedroom library, you were listening to the aliens tell you jokes.
Mm, I mean, you know, I'm assuming they were aliens.
You're rather...
Well, I think
the jokes
were
largely sort of alien-based. I mean, that seems to be an alien. Did you have any siblings? I mean, that's the only other explanation I can think of someone who was just messing with you.
There was a boy who lived in the house, but I mean, whether he was related to me was never made clear. I never inquired.
Have you seen him since?
Oh, yes, every Christmas.
right. He's there in your parents' house,
yeah.
Is he? Well, I would say that's probably your brother.
Oh, well, we can assume.
Yeah, we can.
We'll assume.
Well,
we'll make
we could
an assumption.
Ask. I mean,
we could ask, but...
Why not next Christmas ask? You know, are you my brother?
It feels like I've left
it's
it such a long time.
You're introduced when you're born to this person and you think, I should have asked.
It's like, you know, I don't... You know, when you don't know someone's name. And,
right.
You know, you've asked them once and then you didn't listen and it just would be rude to ask
right.
again.
You could try kissing him and see if it felt strange.
I mean, you know, I could, but I don't fancy him.
Right,
so,
okay. Well, that might be another clue.
Yeah, yeah.
So what goes wrong in childhood to make someone want to do this, do you think? What goes wrong, apart from living in total isolation, surrounded by books, having aliens talk to you, while total strangers live in the same building? Apart from that, what was abnormal about your upbringing?
I mean, I think I had a very normal childhood.
Really?
Really, including all that.
Friends? Did you watch Friends?
No. Actually, right. That's an unusual thing. I've never watched an episode of Friends.
Oh, no. Come on.
True story.
Where do you get 60% of your jokes from, then?
The aliens.
The aliens?
Yeah,
well,
I bet
they have watched Friends.
They'll probably...
And you're getting the same ones.
There we go.
The same joke forms over and over.
I am so getting the same joke forms.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, you did eventually leave your house and start performing to other human beings. Was that a difficult transition?
I mean, yes, because then the listening was very painful because real humans make more noise than
an absence of humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That is scientific fact.
Yeah, I found my listening antenna had to be reduced.
Your ears.
Yes, science. My ears had to be reduced.
Really? I don't think that makes sounds quieter. I'm sorry to have to say that. I think that might have been a waste of money.
Right.
Early on.
And it was just that bit, just the lobe.
The lobe being reduced. That is not the volume knob. God's volume knob.
Yes, the lobe.
Afraid not.
Well, a waste of money.
Waste of money.
Made me feel better. Was it really a waste of money?
Well, exactly. And you know what? If comedy is one thing in this country, it's acclimatizing yourself to debt. And so...
And I've acclimatized.
You were an early starter.
I was, and I have had a chauffeur, but no income.
No, so absolutely.
Doing well with the debt.
He was probably quite cross by the time you let him go.
Yeah. Hadn't been paid.
Never been paid. Well, he's a very hopeful man. But you started off your comedy career, like so many do, scrabbling around for scraps off the comedy table in the endless cycle of television sketch showcases such as The Titter Clinic. Can you bring your own costumes? Looks cheap is cheap. And BBC Three's We've Not Thought This Through. Was it difficult to break into professional paid comedy?
No, because I'm a woman.
Right, so it was very easy.
So simple.
Yes.
I mean, it was literally like someone had given me a blank check. I just walked in and I said, here I am. I'm a woman who didn't go to Oxbridge. And
suddenly,
there I was, just...
Everyone in the room spit take at each other's faces and immediately just start pouring money into your
so
bag.
So much work.
Wonderful.
Yeah, without doing anything.
I fell into my lap. It's probably hard for you to understand this, Ruth, because the world has just been so easy for you.
But, oh, so easy.
But for a white male like myself, it's actually been quite a struggle.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Mm. Yeah. It must be awful for you.
Well, it's not awful, you know. I mean, you get by, but you mostly just...
Oh, come on, don't normalise it, you know.
Right.
You're allowed to say it's awful. Because that's the thing. What we do is... what you do.
Right.
I don't want to co-opt your experience. But what you do is bad things happen and you say, is this really a bad thing? Because then it normalises it for yourself and you don't have to feel that it was a bad thing.
Well, so, that is a coping mechanism.
Yeah, don't cope like that.
Oh,
cope
really?
By saying, this was a bad thing.
Oh, right. But then the world I live in is hellish.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, yeah. God.
That doesn't sound like a solution at all.
No, probably just sweep it under the carpet.
Sweep it under the carpet when I can buy a carpet. Yeah. I mean...
But maybe get a woman to buy the carpet for you. Yeah.
I suppose I could just give up on my dreams and marry a rich woman. I suppose that would be the popular choice.
Why not?
Well, food for thought.
Yeah.
Food for thought, if not real food.
If you'd like to see Inside the Comedian being recorded live, then we have a new monthly show at the King's Place Theatre in London. The next show is on Thursday, the 11th of April. Tickets are available from kingsplace.co.uk.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
How do you motivate yourself to just keep going?
Well, I've got to the point where if I stop, I don't know what else I do.
Like a shark.
Yeah. If I stop moving, doesn't matter whether it's forward or backwards, if I stop moving...
Literal or figurative.
Yeah, I will die.
Right.
Because I don't have any... I was going to say communicable skills, but that's a disease.
That's a disease, isn't it?
Transferable skills. Yeah, apart from my science, not PhD, I don't know what I'd do.
If you weren't a comedian.
Yeah, I mean, my mum still says it's not too late to be a lawyer, but it is.
Right.
I'm 42. It's too late to be a lawyer.
They murder lawyers at age 42. 39.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true. It's true. It's why all judges look so youthful.
That's the hair.
That is the hair. The beautiful. Why are they allowed to wear wigs?
A wig is funny.
It's especially a curly one. I mean, come on, guys. Yeah. You're not making it fair on all of us norms who have to look at you and be incredibly deferential.
Absolutely.
When we're talking about our parking fines. You did break into television.
Yes.
Eventually. With a part in Ricky Gervais's groundbreaking expose of kindness amongst the disabled. simply entitled Ruprecht. Now, did you know then that the show would be his most celebrated of all time?
I mean, I think we all felt it was something special.
I mean, his first couple had taken a while to warm up. Mm. And go, well, this guy might have something.
Might have something. I think we all felt there was something bubbling away under
right.
there.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then this one, yeah.
This Ruprecht came along.
Ruprecht came along.
Oh, my God. I've never even... I mean, did you know when you accepted the part of Annie that disabled people could also be nice people? Or, like the rest of Britain, was that incredibly eye-opening for you?
I mean, I'd never realised that anyone who wasn't a woman
right.
was worth anything.
Right.
That's really where I'm... You know, and I'm ashamed to admit it now.
Yes.
And, you know, I'd love to say it's because I had one of my own, you know, and that changed my mind.
Yes.
You know, like when, you know, if I had a son,
right.
I'd suddenly realise how awful I'd been
right.
to humanity.
Yes, or at least to men.
Right.
To men shorter than you. Right. Men who'd come out of your vagina.
Right.
Yes.
But actually, that was the turning point. That was when I suddenly realised, oh, my goodness.
My God.
There are other people in the world other than me.
Right.
And my kind. And all of a sudden, it just opened my eyes to the world.
And is the world a bigger place now?
It is bigger. More crowded.
Yes.
Because obviously when you have your blinkers on and you only see 52% of the population...
Yes.
You miss out on the other ones.
Right.
That's interesting.
The ones who are driving your cabs
building
your walls.
Exactly. So when they were saying things like, oh, soon there's going to be cars that drive themselves, and I went, haven't they always? And then I realised, no,
they haven't.
That thing that was sitting in front of the wheel was a human, but I'd never realised because it wasn't a woman.
No, of course, of course.
So.
I should mention that you're also in a double act, along with actress and comedienne Claire Berg. You are the infamous Brattenberg. Now, how did the two of you meet?
Well, we met because she's a woman too.
Right, great.
It's good
to have something in common.
Yeah, yeah. And I walked into a room and I saw her.
Yes.
I'm assuming there were other people there, but my eyes hadn't been opened by that point, so she was...
The only one in the room.
The only one in the room.
You gravitated towards each other.
Yep. She's a lot taller than me.
How much taller?
She's 6'5".
6'5", and how tall are you?
5'2".
5'2", so that is...
So quite a lot bigger.
Quite a lot taller.
Yeah, quite a lot
That's
taller.
Absolutely right.
And so we decided, what else could people with a disparity in height do? Other than put on a show,
stand near each other and do voices.
Right, right,
right.
And we would always stand.
Right.
We refused to do any movement because that would maybe spoil the view of the height differential, yes, which is, let's face it, the funniest thing.
It's the most important thing, and people might think you wouldn't be capable of doing radio if you ever moved your hands or feet.
Right, right. I'm not sure this would work on radio because you moved.
You moved.
It's very visual.
And the microphones don't, so you wouldn't be heard for half of that sketch.
Yeah.
That sort of
thing. So we made sure that we were really focused towards getting radio.
Right.
So we made sure that we always had our scripts. But that we turned them without making any noise.
When doing our sketches. Shows and television.
Yes, all these things.
Always with an eye on radio.
Yeah, always with an eye on radio.
When you've got a small part in a film, still with the script.
Still with the script and a turn. Yeah. I always made sure that I had a microphone in front of me.
Right.
At all times.
Just sort of there, around the nose and mouth.
About
here.
The nose and mouth and quite big.
I mean, we could use these around here.
Yeah, they need to be a lot bigger. And, you need to have like a head-sized cover, pop shield.
I'm sorry, what?
Pop shield.
Pop shield? Pop shield.
Pop shield.
Is that a scientific term?
Yeah. Oh, very much so.
Excellent.
Yep. I'm going to write my PhD on pop shields.
I heard BHD.
Yeah, my BHD. I'm not doing a doctorate.
Oh, right.
I'm doing a BHD.
Right.
It's a cross between a Bachelor of Arts and a PhD.
Right. It sounds incredibly difficult.
Yeah, very hard.
Right. A Bachelor of Arts and a PhD in science.
Yeah, in one degree.
One degree. How long does that take?
I mean, it's really a lifetime's work.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've just started.
I've just started, so I've got 40 years to catch up on.
40 years.
Really need to
Blimey.
Get moving.
Yeah, okay, I'll speed up.
Yeah.
Are you and your double act partner the new French and Saunders, or do French and Saunders still exist?
I believe French and Saunders still exist.
Right.
And my double act partner and I dislike each other intensely.
Does that make you more like French and Saunders or less like French and Saunders?
Less, I think.
Right,
less,
I don't know anything about
French
and Saunders.
I don't know anything about them either.
No.
They are women.
Yes.
And they are funny. Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. So, someone said sometimes.
Sometimes.
So, and I don't
got a critic in.
The aliens talking to me. What?
They follow you.
Oh, yes.
They're still with
They've
you.
They've never left.
The aliens have never left. Do you think that might be a mental illness or it's aliens? You're pretty sure it's aliens.
I'm pretty sure it's aliens.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think,
What?
I mean, I don't know. But, they shine bright lights and,
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Leave footprints.
What shape footprints?
Foot shaped. That's how I know.
So they don't
footprints.
Wear shoes. You know they don't wear shoes.
They're not handprints, as far as I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Where do they leave these?
Mostly on beaches.
Right. So you find them. They don't leave them near you. You have to go looking for them.
Yeah.
Right. You go. Oh, there's some footprints
of the things
that follow me. Okay, I'm becoming less convinced by this hypothesis.
Well, there's always been naysayers.
Yes. All right. All right. Well, we'll agree to disagree.
Or I'll be right and you can just not believe me.
Fine. As a man, I'm used to that.
Yes. of course.
Now, you're also one of the founding members of Lawsuit! A group who approximate famous West End musicals at a fraction of the price and production value.
That's right, yes.
Now, some of your past productions include The French Revolution with Synthesizers, Romeo and Juliet set in the 1950s in New York where everyone clicks their fingers, and Hamlet, but with lions and birds and shit, to the music of Elton John. That last one I actually came to see, and I thought it was absolutely wonderful what you did in that show.
Thank you. Some people say that we've planned it all.
No. I mean, you could... Not from the show running time alone. You couldn't believe that.
No.
I mean, we were there 4 days.
4 days, yeah.
Just to get to the gravediggers scene.
Right, and I mean...
But you actually won a Gutenberg for that one
We did win a Gutenberg.
The highest accolade in acting.
Well, I mean, named after the finest actor.
Steve Gutenberg.
Absolutely.
After the Gutenberg Bible, like some people think.
Some people do think it's that, but...
And they go, why would that be an acting award? Steve Gutenberg has a lot more to do with acting than a book does.
Yeah, and that's why it's named after him.
Mm.
And why, if anyone does ask me that, I say, well, Perhaps you should look at his back catalogue. It's really quite extensive and quite wonderful. I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations for that.
Thank you. I mean, we were very surprised. I mean, it's the first time that that something like Lawsuit has ever been considered.
Right.
For an award.
Well, because it's so risky.
It's so risky.
I mean, you could be sued by anyone at any time.
We are within a hair's breadth of being sued, which is, again, another reason why when my mum says you could be a lawyer, I say, no, I'm on the wrong side of the law.
Never get a job. You've got an autobiography coming out.
I have.
Which I'm very excited by. Yep. Now, it basically charts the highs and lows of everything we've just talked about, so
yes.
No one needs to buy it.
No.
But... what's it called again?
It's called Shooting Potatoes.
Shooting Potatoes. That's right. And there's a particularly good anecdote in Chapter 8 about why it's called Shooting Potatoes.
Yes. It's because when I first started acting on my first TV job, the director said to me, we really like you, but we're only going to shoot you from behind because your face... looks like a potato.
Right.
And I decided to turn that round to my own advantage by just making my back do all the acting.
And to this day, it does do more acting than the rest of me. Absolutely.
My back.
You are known as the back actress.
The back actor, yeah.
That's right. That is right. Now, what gave you the idea to put your face on a brightly coloured book and put it in W.H. Smith's for $7.99 just before Christmas? Where did you get that idea?
I think the idea came from really wanting to inspire other women.
Right.
Who have, let's face it, had a really easy ride
up until now. Incredibly easy.
And I wanted
Cleopatra.
And I wanted them to know, that you can change. You can be the change.
You can be the change. What does that mean?
It's a platitude.
It's a platitude.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. People love those at Christmas.
Yeah.
They do.
I mean, just put it in any card you send this year. Happy Christmas, be the change.
Be the change. And I won't even write my name.
No, they'll know it's
confuse
you.
Confuse my relatives. Are you ambitious, Ruth Bratt?
Wildly, to the detriment of everything else in my life.
Right, so what has fallen down the wayside? By the wayside, I should say. What has fallen by the wayside?
Everything else. Yeah.
Every other possible thing. Swimming.
No, gone.
Gone. Eating.
Gone.
Sleep.
Gone.
Personal relationships.
Gone.
Box sets.
Gone. Gone.
I mean, that's everything in life.
Yes,
as far as I can tell, there's nothing else left.
No. Drinking,
I think I've kept. Oh, yeah, there we go.
But everything else is gone.
I find you can't be a comedian unless you drink.
Yes, that's true. I think that's partly because no one is funny unless they're drunk.
Yes. Or no one is interested unless you're drunk, I think is also true.
Yeah.
As soon as you're drunk, everyone suddenly seems fascinated by what you have to say.
Yes, absolutely. Everyone is very interested when you're drunk.
That's right. Why is that?
I think it's because the truth comes out when you're drunk.
Yes, absolutely.
And all the barriers are down.
You're saying the way to get people interested is to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Interesting. Ruth Bratt, thank you for letting me inside you.
Thank you.
Ruth Bratt.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. If you've enjoyed the show, please leave us a review and follow @InsideComedian on Twitter.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.